This is Steve Downes, the voice of Master Chief from Halo, and this is the Troll Food Media Network.
Need your dose of nerdy goodness? Well, here it comes. You're listening to the Troll Food Podcast.
With your host, Scott.
She's a big prick.
Oh, is that what you want?
Yup.
Because that's how you get ants.
If you insult the Flash in front of me, I will throw you.
The Flash is a piece of shit.
You don't mean that.
And Gore Musk.
Trina said that he was like a four-pump chump.
I play D&D now.
I'm like straight up a furry. Like, I'll fuck any of them.
Hey, guys, and welcome to this week's episode of Troll Food Podcast. I'm Gore Musk.
And I'm Scott.
Make sure to check us out at facebook.com/trollfoodpodcast. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can do that at troll_food. Also, if you want to send us emails, you can do that at trollfoodpodcast@gmail.com. And I think for all I had... Oh, also, don't forget to check me out on twitch.tv/GoreMusk. Also, you'll find me a lot with Stanky Fingers. And then that's about it. Because I don't really play with Nerd Wolf anymore because he's a prick.
Is he a prick? What's he been doing?
Not streaming. That's what he's been doing.
He's a busy man now.
Yeah, he's like, I got a job, man. Fuck that.
Got a big boy job.
Yeah. Anyway, this week we're going to be going over just basically some things that we've been doing. Also, Scott has a too cool to miss that we'll talk about here in a little while. Then we got a little bit of news to cover, and normally we do a top 10. This week we're going to do what's called a Fast Five. You can thank Scott for that. He came up with that.
I like it.
I do too. And then I'll be wrapping it up with just a real quick Mike's Likes. And that'll be pretty much it.
So, sounds sweet.
Scott, I'll let you start talking about what you've been doing first. Because I feel like, you know, you probably got a bunch of exciting shit going on.
Well, I did have a really, really fun day the other day when I came and hung out with you. And I'd like to talk a little bit about that.
Okay.
We got to watch some... Deadpool, which is really freaking sweet.
I forgot about all this.
Oh, I didn't forget. Dude, I loved it so much. It's such a good movie.
That was a good movie.
It was a good movie. And then while we were watching Deadpool, you decided you wanted to drink a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're sitting there watching Deadpool. Deadpool's about, what, 2 hours long?
I guess. I don't know.
Say an hour, 45,
yeah,
2 hours, somewhere in that range.
Yeah, that anyway.
Yeah, somewhere in that range. Well, in that amount of time, you slammed you a fifth of whiskey.
Yes.
And you decided that just wasn't quite enough. That fifth just wasn't going to do it for you.
I drank it too slow. I wasn't used to it.
Yeah, so you were like, hey, there's another bottle over there. Scott, would you hand that to me? Kind of looked at it, and there was another half fifth. And I was like, Mike, I think you're good, Bubba. You're like, no, I'm not good. I need that. I'm like, you're 100% on that?
Whoa. Not I need that. It's not like that.
It felt like it was a need because you were very insistent about it. So you wanted it.
All right.
You wanted it. But you were like, yeah, how about you go ahead and hand that to me? And I'm like, you sure this is a good idea? You're like, oh, yeah, it's a great idea. I'm like, okay, fair enough.
You should have known it was the problem.
Yeah,
you should have said, oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
So I hand you the bottle, you know, and you commence to knock out that half a fifth. And then the movie ends. And we decide that, you decided that we needed to go get your phone, right?
Yep.
Because that was kind of the plans for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I should have known that was a bad idea when you came back from using the restroom and decided to start dancing to the ending credits of Deadpool.
Yeah, it's probably not a good idea.
No, it wasn't. But we went anyways. We were like, you know what? Deal with it, we'll go.
Okay.
It was a good trip. Had a lot of fun. Talked about a lot of things.
All right, let's talk about the trip up there.
Well, about 10 minutes into the trip,
mm-hmm.
You went into somewhere in the middle of a British and Scottish accent.
Okay.
You kind of like, you meandered back and forth for about 10 or 15 minutes between the two, and then I think you kind of settled on Scottish.
Okay.
Because if there was a cute girl at the AT&T store, you needed to have a Scottish accent.
Well, yeah, of course.
Of course, right? So, I mean, you were just getting in the mood, getting in the zone, getting ready for it. And you were feeling really good because you were 90 miles an hour talking in a Scottish accent the whole trip up there.
Now, look, did it sound authentic?
No.
I'm saying, did it sound like authentic or did it sound forced? Like, was I doing it without even, like, you know, really trying?
Oh, yeah, you weren't trying it. You were trying at first, but then you just kind of got stuck. It's kind of like what, you know, when you were growing up as a kid And your mom always told you don't cross your eyes because it'll get stuck like that. Yeah. I should have told you don't talk in a Scottish accent because you get stuck like that.
Because I did.
Because you did. And everything was golden until we actually arrived on location.
Okay.
And you needed one last cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the process of smoking that last cigarette, we sat in the heat with no air conditioning after you had drank a fifth and a half.
Oh, yeah.
So needless to say, any of our listeners that have any sense about them can probably take a wild guess at what happened next.
Probably gross.
Projectile vomiting out the window. It was beautiful.
It was.
In the middle of a fairly ritzy part of town, which was my favorite part.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were like high class area.
At what time was it?
What do you think, like 9:30?
Yeah, about 9:30 in the morning. Yeah. Because that's how champs do.
That's right. Because that's how Agor must do.
This is true. Oh. So that was really like the highlight of my last couple of weeks.
Well, hey, let's continue this story on a little bit now that we're talking about it.
Okay, fair enough.
So then, as I projectile vomited out the window, without moving, by the way.
Yeah, no.
I never even tried to lean out or nothing. It just...
just kind of rolled his head to the side. That was about it.
Well, then I was like, it's okay. We can still do this. So I grabbed my shirt. And by the way, I'm wearing overalls. Which is another weird thing to be wearing to fucking Green Hills.
This is true.
But I grabbed my shirt and I'm like, I got to get this fucking shirt off so I can clean up. I end up ripping my favorite fucking polo to like pieces.
So bad.
Trying to get the son of a bitch off. And then, thank God, you talked me out of not going into this fucking place.
You were determined.
I was.
Like, you were going in and I mean, you were hell bent on it. It took me a good five, almost 10 minutes to talk you out of going in.
Yeah.
You're like, we're going in. We're fine. Everything's okay. I'm like, you don't have a shirt. Like, this is not okay.
And then what was my response?
You're like, what they don't know is I've got a shirt in the back.
Oh, I sound like such an idiot.
And then finally, I think what got you was I was like, we're going to walk in here and you're going to get arrested for public intox. That's what's going to happen.
Yep.
And I think you were kind of like, yeah, you're probably right.
So let's talk about the trip home.
The trip home, you weren't feeling so good, but you were a very, very angry man. Mm. You had much anger on the way home.
Let's talk about the cute girl as we were pulling out of the parking lot.
Yeah, so we pulled out the parking lot and we came up on this red light. And we rolled past this girl with the window down. She's kind of jamming a little bit. I look over. You know, she's kind of cute. And you're like, hey, is she kind of cute? And I was like, oh, yeah, she's kind of cute. And so you lean out the window and say in a fairly loud voice, my friend would totally do you. And I knew full well you were about to puke in her rolled down window. Like, it just in my soul, I felt it was coming.
Do you think she appreciated that?
If she saw the state you were in, hopefully she at least got a chuckle out of it.
Yeah. All right, so then continue the rest of the trip.
Well, then you commenced to flipping off and screaming obscenities at the entire town as we were going through because they have just a little too much money and are a little too well off.
Being a bunch of fucking bricks.
Yep. And then you were so angry at the sun and how hot it was. It was pretty glorious.
Dude, I am straight up vampire, right?
Yep.
But I decided that I needed some shitty food to help get over what just happened.
Yeah.
So we go to Wendy's.
Oh my God, I forgot about the Wendy's where we sat for probably about 20 minutes at the drive-thru waiting on our food in the sun with you angry and cussing and hating how slow that place was. We had somebody pull out from the drive-thru line behind us and just drove off because they got tired of waiting. I mean, it was ridiculous.
I'm surprised that I didn't fucking yell at the people at Wendy's.
Oh, I'm surprised we didn't get some spit and piss food as well.
No, we may have. You never know.
That's true.
But it was delicious.
It was.
It was a good day.
It was a good day.
I had completely blocked that out of my mind.
I had not, because it was glorious.
What else do you have to...
I mean, really, compared to that, nothing that I've done is really that interesting or exciting, so...
No, you kind of blew your wad early on that one.
I did, dude. I just had to. It was waiting. I've been waiting to tell that story forever.
Nice.
I'm just glad I got to share it.
Well... I haven't really been up to a whole hell of a lot. I've been doing a little streaming with Stanky.
Yep.
I watched a cool new show that I found called Deadbeat. Mm-hmm. It's a Hulu original, and it's basically about this guy who is a medium and can talk to ghosts.
Right.
And it's like a comedy that he tries to basically do all these jobs to help these ghosts get their unfinished business done so that way they can move on.
Okay.
And it's really, really good. I've been binge-watched two seasons, so you need to check it out.
Mm-hmm. Now, question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're going to talk about it later, and then in which case we'll wait till later, are you going to talk about what you've been playing online with Stanky?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you have a spot for that reserved later?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what you been playing?
I've been playing Overwatch.
Yeah.
And I got to say, I fucking love it.
And that surprises me, because you're usually not into that type of game.
I'm not, dude, but it is so good.
Yes, yeah, because you suckle from the Blizzard teat.
I do suckle from the Blizzard teat, but that's okay.
You know, you've been making some jokes here about me recently, about, you know, a particular person that I'm wanting to, like, you know, start working out with a little bit and saying some things about it. You know, but I think you're a pretty hard dick rider, too, there.
No.
Mr. Blizzard.
I suckle from the teat of Blizzard, but that doesn't mean that I fucking suck cock like you do.
No. There's no dick riding going on over here.
We get a brand new boss, and like fucking 2 days later, you're like, yeah, we're going to do all this shit together. I'm like, dude, I've been off for a goddamn day. What the fuck happened?
It was all this shit together. It was working out, which I've been trying to get you to do since I started up there.
Yeah, and how's that worked out?
Well, you promised me when you were in your completely drunken state that as long as I stay on you hard enough and long enough, you will join us.
Yeah, I don't believe
that. So it's coming. Oh, I do.
I don't believe that at all.
Yeah, I'm going to get you drunk again and exact promises and blood oaths.
Ooh.
It will happen.
That's dirty.
It is.
I don't know if I'm allowed to drink around you anymore.
Oh.
Other than that, I did have a really weird fucking dream last night.
Okay.
And I want to share it with you, okay?
Okay. I'm kind of nervous because you told me a couple other dreams in the past.
Let me see it wasn't that bad.
Okay, good.
Fuck, I know that I saved this. Maybe I didn't save it. Anyway, here's my thing, okay? Whenever I have weird dreams, the first thing I do whenever I get up is I fucking start typing because I don't want to forget anything.
Okay.
Well, obviously, I didn't save it when I did.
Oh, suck.
But I still remember a good part of it. So, apparently, we went to Vegas.
Okay.
It was me, Ashley Dwyer from high school. Do you remember her?
Holy shit, yeah, I do.
Yep. Bree Ezrig. Do you know who she is?
No, I have no idea.
Go ahead and Google the shit out of that.
Okay.
There was some other chick, which I have no clue who the fuck she was, and like three other guys that I do not remember at all.
Okay.
Okay. So, we go to Vegas. And I think it's like some kind of weird like reunion thing, but that doesn't make any sense because I don't know Brie, other than, you know, seeing her on the internet and shit like that. So it's like, I don't know why she was there. I don't know why this other chick was there. I have no fucking clue. Mm-hmm. Or all these guys. I don't know.
Gotcha.
So the first part of our day is we're touring the White House. Okay.
Okay.
But apparently, like, they gave everybody the fucking day off that day because there was like no politicians around.
Okay.
And it was like a museum of, I guess you'd say, like, all this, like, the shady shit the presidents have done.
Okay.
So they took us around the White House showing us all the shady shit and where it happened and all that stuff, right?
Okay.
No big deal. Yeah. So after that, like, we were supposed to leave, like, either that day or the next day. And all the guys but me shagged ass.
Okay.
And sorry, I had to spit.
Yeah, I know. I've heard you like three times now.
That's because I got a very nice microphone. It makes no fucking sense that we're in Vegas, and I'll explain more about that in a little while.
Okay.
But so that night, we're all like playing like it's almost like we were like in virtual reality.
Okay.
Because like it felt like we were actually in it, but we were playing kind of like Overwatch. And the only reason I think it's Overwatch is because there was an ultimate that somebody threw out, and like I had the ultimate to like basically trap them in there so we could fucking kill them.
Okay.
But if they touched us, then we got killed. I don't know. Long story short. So that night, we're all downstairs. Me, the three chicks are all chilling, and I'm like, we should stay another day. I was like, I'm not ready to go home. Let's fucking stay. So they're like, fine, fuck it. We'll stay till tomorrow, and then we'll leave tomorrow. I'm like, all right. So then, like, jump cuts to, I'm wanting to say the place was haunted too. I don't remember.
Yeah, but
for some
sense.
Reason, I'm wanting to say. So, you know, we all go to sleep. The girls are, like, sleeping in this one big room with, like, you know, four or five beds. I'm upstairs, like, in another part of the house in the room. I'm the only one there, whatever. So we basically do a jump cut to whenever I wake up the next morning.
Right.
And the girls got all their shit packed and putting it in the car, and they're leaving. And there's a fucking baby there for some goddamn reason. And so the three girls are in this car. They're fixing to drive home. And it's raining like hell. So I tell, like, Ashley's the last one out of the house. So I tell her, hey, tell Bri I had a great time, blah, 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 blah. We need to do this again. She's like, you need to come tell her yourself. I was like, all right, fine, fuck it. So I go out in the rain. And the three girls, and then the baby's just sitting in the fucking seat. Like, no car seat, no nothing.
At least it's not in the rain.
Yeah. And they're all in the car, but they're getting ready to drive off. There's no fucking car seat. So they pick the baby up. And I'm like, hey, guys, just want to come say bye. They're like, get in the car. It's raining like hell. I'm like, all right. So they, like, put the baby in the floorboard. And for some reason, I'm okay with this. Don't know why. And I'm just like, whatever. And they're like, hey. Well, they start fucking driving. I'm like, hey, my truck and all my shit is still in the house. They're like, it's okay. We'll bring you back. We want to go do a little bit of sightseeing before we get ready to go. I'm like, okay. She's like, we got to go see the floating, like, the floating gravestones or whatever it is.
Right.
So apparently this jackass owned this land that had, like, a an old cemetery on it.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted to build a pond where the cemetery is.
Okay.
Okay, so he decides, I'm just going to fucking fill up all this shit with water. He's like, but I don't want the people that want to visit their dead to not be able to do that. So basically he put up these big pillars. And now there's just, like, graves, like, old-timey gravestones sticking out of the top of the water.
Okay.
Why the fuck they want to see that, I don't know.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. So then, we decide that, you know, on the way back, we see, like, this antique shop, right? So they decide, hey, we're going to stop and look at this antique shop. I'm like, all right. Well, like, so we're talking to this guy, we're doing all this fucking bullshit, wheeling and dealing. I find, like, one thing that I want. And it wasn't a really big, like, selection. Mm-hmm. But somehow we knew that he was, like, the biggest antique guy around. So I was like, is this all you got? And he's like, no, I got some more. Come on over here. So he takes me, like, off in this back room.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, no. Got something for you right here. It's kind of antique. No. So he takes us in there. And, no, me. Just me and him. And we're looking around. I'm finding a bunch of shit that I want. And I'm trying to talk to him about price, and he's telling me to be quiet because he doesn't want to wake his fucking dog up.
Okay.
So he's like, we're trying to do wheel and deal, and he's trying to do, like, goddamn sign language and fucking reading lips and shit like that. So eventually I get so fucking mad that that's what wakes me up out of my dream.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it was strange, to say the least.
Yeah, that's a little strange.
Mm-hmm. But other than that, I do want to do just, like, get your opinion on something real quick.
Okay.
One of my fucking pet peeves, and this is, like, a little fucking PSA for all you assholes out there on Facebook.
Yeah.
Do not post pictures of your fucking kids without any goddamn clothes on.
Like, straight 100% naked?
Well, like, no, but, like, but yes. But, like, you can't see anything.
They're still naked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not posting pictures of my kids naked on them.
Or just, like, all right, like, kids, like, people that have kids that are, like, two or three, mm-hmm. If it's a girl, don't put the fucking picture on Facebook unless they have a fucking shirt on.
I mean, the closest that I think I've ever come to that is my kids in bathing suits.
Dude, because, like,
swimming.
That drives me fucking crazy. I unfriend a motherfucker quick.
Yeah.
Because, dude, it makes me feel so weird. I'm just like, oh, nope, nope, mm-mm.
Yeah, see, I'm too concerned about people out there that have bad plans in mind. Like, I don't want to put things out there that has my kids on them.
Mm-hmm. I saw a picture of a boy on the toilet,
mm-hmm.
playing with an iPad.
Okay.
Now, you couldn't see no wang or nothing.
Yeah.
But still, that dude, no. That is a no-no.
Made you a little upset, huh?
It did. And you know this person.
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
Dang it, I should have paid attention to that.
He may be a duck.
Oh, okay.
He may want Santa, him kid, to give Santa some kisses.
Oh my God! I can't believe he did that.
I know. I think his wife actually did it. But I'm like,
but she tagged him in it.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, that's funny.
But that's about all I've had for what I've been up to. You want to go ahead and talk about this week's Too Cool to Miss?
Yeah, this week's Too Cool to Miss is actually a YouTube channel. And the channel is, it's mostly just one particular video off the channel. Mm-hmm. But the channel itself is pretty neat, too. It does some crazy stuff. The channel's called, the dude's name is Brave Wilderness, is what it's under. Mm-hmm. But the specific video is called Ocelot Attack. And it's like 7 minutes of this dude playing with a freaking ocelot, and it's amazing.
A wild ocelot.
Yeah, a freaking wild ocelot. He just ran across because he's like some nature dude, and he's out there just, you know, checking out nature, looking at things, trying to film some videos and stuff. And this random ocelot just comes running along the trail. And so they start playing with it. That's freaking sweet.
It is sweet.
Ocelots are cool critters.
That guy's a goddamn idiot, though.
Oh, yeah. Super stupid from everything I can tell in the rest of his videos. But if you want to see an idiot doing stupid things to himself, I'm assuming just to get views. He does a great job of doing just some dumb stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Getting bit by snakes, getting bit by, it looks like fire ants all over his body.
Oh, an alligator?
Yeah, poisonous snakes.
Yeah, he's a moron, but
yeah.
I one night we had stumbled upon him, and we watched him for a good while. But yeah, it's good stuff. Make sure you check him out, Brave Wilderness.
Yeah, it's interesting.
You want to go ahead and move on to some news?
Sure, we can talk about some news.
All right, first thing I had on this week is Muhammad Ali's dead as hell.
Yeah. That's sad times.
Seems like it's been a really bad year for celebrities.
Oh my God, I don't even want to talk about it. Especially, like, the music industry is what it started with.
Yeah.
And apparently, speaking of people dying recently, we're athletes now. Mm-hmm. Because Kimbo Slice just came up dead.
I don't know if you'd really call him an athlete.
MMA fighting, that's pretty athletic.
Well, I'm not saying it's not athletic.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's kind of like, you know, some ratchet backyard brawling shit.
Well, this is a little bit more regulated than some ratchet backyard brawling.
Yeah, but
they do have rules and refs.
How to get a start, though?
Well,
backyard brawling.
He may have started with some backyard brawling.
I'm fairly certain that if we were to look hard enough, we'd find a picture of him beating up a hobo. I'm just saying.
Probably. And a 50 spot changing hands somewhere there.
Every bit of it. Since we're talking about celebrity deaths, they finally released the cause of death for Prince.
Yeah.
He had an he OD'd on opioids.
Yeah.
Big shocker, right?
Yeah.
What a dumbass.
Well, stuff happens.
On some better news, I guess you'd say.
Yeah.
Xbox One had a price drop.
Yeah, that's always good. It's always nice to see them come down a little bit.
It's now $299.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just to prove that it's better than the PS4, it is the only console that has all of the top 10 games for the new generation.
Very nice.
So, so if you're, you know, thought about picking up one, make sure to do it now. They are $299.
And so basically what you're saying there, the long and short of it, is suck it, PS4.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Suck it super hard.
That's cool.
Just another reason for you not to buy one, Adam. The next piece of news that I want to talk about is kind of controversial. I want to see your thought on this.
Okay.
And maybe I'm just a douche. But did
you
see...
Well, I mean, well...
Yeah. go ahead, yeah. did you see where the 24-year-old teacher was banging her student that was 13 years old?
Oh, I missed that one.
Like, I don't understand how... Like, where were these fucking teachers at when I was in high school?
Of course, that's where you would go.
And my whole point on this is, should we look differently at a girl that is 24 years old that's fucking, you know, doing inappropriate things with someone that's 13, 14, 16, even 17 years old?
I mean, okay, I'm a little... Here's my thing. I'm a little more lenient with 16 and 17.
Mm-hmm.
13, I'm sorry. You have a problem.
You as the teacher or you as the student?
You as the teacher have a problem.
Okay.
This is like a child that is 13. That is not okay.
Well, let me ask you something, Scott. When's the first time that you how can I say this?
If you say rubbed one out, I'm going to tell you, like, no, legitimately, like, no lie, I really don't remember.
But do you think you were like 13?
Yeah, it probably sounds about right, somewhere in that range.
All right, when were you when you had your first sexual awakening?
Like, I was probably older. I was probably older than most.
But what I'm saying is, when's the first time that you saw something you're like, man, that's fucking hot? I'd really like to do some bad things to that.
Hold on, give me a second, because I remember actually the instance, and it's really funny that you say that, because was a teacher. It was a teacher. And I'm trying to remember what her name was.
We're going
to
talk about this.
Yeah, it was a math teacher that we had, maybe sixth grade.
Okay. So that would have made you, what, like 12?
I don't know. How old is a sixth grader? I don't know.
What do you start at, like 5? You start at 5, go to kindergarten.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like 12.
It's like 12 or 13, somewhere in that range. Okay. It was, Bolton. Miss Bolton. Do you remember Miss Bolton? Did you have Miss Bolton?
Miss Bolton. Was she the short blonde?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about this, okay?
Okay, okay.
If she'd have been like, you want to smash, and you didn't have all your fears.
If I had been super crispy?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is I was super crispy, so I have no way to know how I would react if I wasn't.
But you still would know one way or the other. What if she was just like, let me just suckle on the tip just for a second, just for, you know, just see how it feels. You'd have been cool, yeah?
I mean, I guess, but I don't think so, because not only was there the whole Jesus crispy thing, but like, I was also scared of it at the time. Remember? Right. Remember how terrified I was?
But I'm saying, let's say you were a normal child.
Okay.
You would like, dude, 11 years old. Somebody wants to suck it, they can do it.
Yeah, not 11 for me.
Right. So here's my thing.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't be as hard on a female teacher as you would, let's say, a male teacher. It was the other way around.
Oh, absolutely. That's even worse. That's terrible. So, and yes, I know that's sexist, and I'm okay with it. Okay. I completely accept that, and I have no problems with it.
Do you feel like that these teachers should be jailed?
Yeah.
Why, though?
Because it's legally a crime.
Okay, so no other reason than the fact that it's legally a crime.
Yeah, because, I mean, it wasn't that long ago that people could marry 13-year-olds.
How long ago? Well, I mean, still, you can still do it now in some countries.
Well, it wasn't that long ago around here you could marry 13-year-olds.
Age of consent in Mexico is still 13.
Yeah, we're not even talking about that.
All I'm saying is that it's just because it's not socially acceptable here, and it may be in other parts of the country, it still here is what matters.
Yeah.
But, dude, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this.
And why are you pushing so hard to find out what my opinion on it was?
So that way I didn't look like the douche?
Are you trying to justify yourself?
No.
Okay.
No, hell no.
Okay.
I want, like, fucking picture ID. I want to see your goddamn birth certificate. I want to see everything. Because you ain't fucking hemming me up. And I'm not just trusting an ID either. That shit can be fake.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I want your fucking Social Security card. I want to see all this shit.
Yep. I need a state-issued birth certificate.
Mm-hmm. And I want to be able to go get it myself.
Yeah.
Me and you are going to go to the fucking, you know, the birth certificate place.
Yeah. But, oh, that's great.
I just, you know, I don't know what it is, but, like, fucking here in the last couple of years, it's been nothing but fucking hot girl teachers that are making the news for banging their students.
Well, that's because that's considered newsworthy.
Well, not only that, but I wonder if because that the male, like you said, the sexism of the male, that maybe male teachers are more likely to be like, nah, fuck that. Mm-mm.
Well, here's what I think is, you have to look at, like, the society we live in and the sensationalism of the news and, like, what's going to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when people think of the news story of a male teacher sleeping with a female student, they think that's gross and perverted.
Mm-hmm.
They think of the female teacher sleeping with a male student, there's that part of a lot of guys they're like, I wish that had been me, so it's a lot more acceptable. You see what I'm saying? Because dudes are a lot more perverted. openly perverted. There are girls out there that are straight freaks, but dudes are more open with their perversion.
Yeah, because like, there's multiple teachers that I'd have smashed.
That's kind of funny.
Well, you're the one that started talking about teachers.
Yeah, but well, that's because you bring up a you're like fishing for a specific point, and that was kind of like
that's where, the moment I set the hook right there.
Yeah, right there, you got me. You pulled me in hook, line, and sinker on that one. But I had to tell you the story.
Oh yeah, dude, Miss Bolton definitely would have went.
Yeah,
fucking Amy Joe went in a moment.
Oh, you need to stop right there.
Why?
Just stop right there.
I'm just saying
my sister went to school with her.
That's fucking sweet. Yeah. I wonder if they ever, like, you know.
Mike, stop.
Stop. Right. We're going to move on.
Yes, we are.
But continuing with the whole sex thing.
Okay.
Overwatch porn.
Yeah, there was. I saw a story on that. Please tell me you're going with that. I want to hear about this. Because I remember seeing something that came up about that.
Yeah, like, apparently it's a big fucking thing right now.
Yeah.
And Blizzard is fucking pissed. Blizzard is so goddamn mad. If you hadn't checked any out yet, go to Pornhub, do it quickly, just search Overwatch, and it's going to come up, and get it now, because Blizzard's working hard to get it taken down. But
I'm sure they're trying to shut that stuff down.
And the worst part about it is, they're actually using the engine and the actual character models for the fucking characters.
How did they get that, did they open source that or something?
Apparently, like, Valve somehow released some of it.
Okay.
Because they were working with Valve on some of the engine stuff, apparently.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Dude, it is some fucking rough stuff.
I'm sure it's probably pretty bad.
That's pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, of course.
But, I mean, that being said, it's not like something I'd jerk it to, but... I don't know. I don't understand the whole animated porn thing that people use that for pleasuring themselves.
Well, a lot of it. Okay, so here's my understanding of it for, as an outsider looking in, is the whole concept of pornography in the first place is like a fantasy, like not realistic, and stepping away from the realism of what sex is and trying to make it something that it's not, right?
Okay.
Dude, okay, so stop. You know how we were talking about Kimbo Slice with backyard fights?
Yeah.
So I'm just rolling through Facebook as we're talking here, and one of the things that pops up is a video I've got to share with you, because it says Kimbo Slice's first recorded backyard fight, and it's him and some dude going at it in a backyard.
See?
I don't think dude's a hobo, though.
He might be.
He might be.
But anyway, so back to the whole...
Yeah, the whole thing is it's about non-realistic situations, and what's more non-realistic than that?
Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying.
That's like
I'm not saying I'm okay with it, but I'm just saying that's what it is.
I've never enjoyed the whole tentacle porn thing either.
Yeah, that's kind of gross.
It's kind of weird. I don't understand it. I mean, maybe I'm just not Japanese enough.
Maybe but, that's what it is.
Because, dude, they love that shit.
Some people do. It's not a they, like an entire group of people, because this is racist as it comes as well.
Dude, alright, we're going to put
some,
it like this.
Some.
They, as a group, are into some weird shit.
Yeah, alright, let's see. That's funny.
Are you looking up Overwatch porn now?
No, I'm not. I'm sending
you. I feel like
you
need to. Just so we can get your phone. Dear God, don't do it on my computer. But get your phone.
I think that's the first thing I'm about to do right now.
Dude, I will murder you.
Here's the thing. Here in a minute, I'm going to send you a video of Kimbo Slice's first backyard fight. You're going to appreciate the hell out of it.
I thought you were going to say, I'm going to send you a video of me looking at porn on your computer.
On your computer, yes. Dude, that's great.
I can see you doing some shit like that.
I'm not going to do it, but that's the best thing I've heard in days. That's amazing.
That's just fucking prick enough for you to do.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, definitely go check that out.
We've kind of derailed. We've derailed severely. Let's get back to it.
Gotta pump the brakes a little bit, Scott. Getting a little worried?
Yeah, pump the brakes. Pump the brakes. Let's get back to the show here.
All right. Well, you want to go ahead and move into this week's Fast Five?
Yeah, we can do the Fast Five.
All right, what is this week's Fast Five, Scott?
This is Fast Five pets. If you could own any pet, what would you want?
Now, here's my question.
Yeah.
On this pet thing, do, let's say if I wanted to have a pet fucking alligator.
Yeah.
Would he still be an asshole and want to eat me?
I mean, no, he doesn't have to be. He could be nice.
Well, I mean, we need to know this because, you know, we got to look at the danger levels here.
Well, I kind of went non-dangerous with mine.
Okay.
Because that went, well, except for the one of them is, I guess, a little dangerous unless you watch that video.
All right, let's go with your number five then. What do you got?
All right, my number five is going to be actually an animal that's in the video that I told you to watch earlier, and that's an ocelot.
Ooh.
And the first reason that I think of an ocelot, and the first reason I would like to have an ocelot, is because of Archer.
Mm-hmm.
Because Archer's love of the ocelot is one of my favorite things, like those little snippets in that show. Because he loved the ocelot
so
much.
What's the ocelot's name?
Don't remember.
Really?
Yeah, don't.
Babu.
Babu!
Did you ever...
And he screams his name because he's worried he's in danger.
Yep. Did you ever see the episode where they're on the train?
The train, yeah. That whenever they first find out that she's a tunt.
Yeah. And at the very end of it, whenever he's talking to Babu...
Yeah,
dude, that's great.
So good. So good. Such a good show.
All right, so why do you want an ocelot?
Well, number one, because of Archer, and it's awesome. Number two, that video, dude, they're awesome. They're, like, playful, they're kitties, but they're big, and they're dangerous. And that's the only one I've got that's dangerous.
Oh, nice.
And they look fun.
Nice.
Of course, I am deathly allergic to cats, so I'm sure that would probably be, like, you know, instant death before it ever even got close enough to rip my face off.
Maybe not, though, because maybe in this world they're like super hygienic or whatever.
Maybe.
What is that called whenever they don't mess with allergies?
Hypoallergenic.
Alright, my number five is a kookaburra.
Okay.
Do you know what a kookaburra is?
I have no idea, but it sounds like it's probably some type of bird.
It is a bird.
Okay.
And the reason that I want a kookaburra is because the noise they make.
Okay.
So, if you don't know what one is, you need to definitely Google kookaburra noises.
Okay, I'll have to do that.
Because they're fucking awesome. And they're pretty, and they're from Australia, and I think it's like one of the only things that come, well, no, two of the things that come from there that doesn't kill you.
That's very nice, because that's a rare, few and far between thing.
I know, right? All right, what's your number four?
Number four for me is going to be, now, I'm being a little specific here.
Okay.
Because it has to be at a certain age range for it to be fun.
Okay.
Once it got a little bigger and older, I would have to get rid of it. That's a baby elephant.
An elephant?
Yes, a baby elephant. Have you seen the videos of these people playing with these baby elephants?
It just doesn't do nothing for me, bro.
Dude, they're like elephants leaning on people and like curling up in their laps and knocking them over, and it just looks funny.
Okay, so like, how long are you going to have this elephant?
Oh, probably like maybe 6 months tops.
Oh. And then you're just going to like, all right, be free, fucker.
Yeah, set it off in the wild, son.
Mm.
Fend for thyself.
Welcome to fucking shithorn, you know, fucking Hickman County, motherfucker.
Exactly.
What an ass.
Yep, that's me.
All right, my number four is actually following with the whole Aussie, you know, theme that we got going on here.
Yeah.
I'd want a wallaby.
Okay. You know, I actually looked at a wallaby and thought about that before I moved on to other things. But, yeah.
When I was a kid, I was probably, I don't know, 9, 10. Mm-hmm. Do you remember Earl's Pumpkin Stand up in Franklin?
Yeah, I do remember that.
They had a fucking wallaby, bro.
Did they really?
Yes.
Dude, I wish I'd have stopped by there. I didn't know that.
Dude, I played with that thing forever.
Yeah, not far down the road, they used to have pigs, too.
Oh, yeah.
Wonder what we know about them pigs.
Yeah. They're living free somewhere in Williamson County right now.
It's the first animal I ever had literally shit on me.
It literally shat in your hand.
Yep.
In the parking lot of fucking Cool Springs Galleria.
This is true.
Jesus. In the back of my Explorer.
Yep. True story.
Alright, so what's your number three?
Number three, I'm going a little reptilian here with a Komodo dragon.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You
Komodo
do
dragons are freaking
those
cool.
Fuckers eat meat, right?
Oh, yeah.
And like,
I'll probably, here's what would probably happen. Once my baby elephant got too big, I'd feed him to the Komodo dragons.
Okay. Fucking asshole.
Like, I figured you'd appreciate
would you,
that.
Like, give him a head start or anything before you, like, sit your fucking Komodo dragon on him?
I'd like turn him loose and slap him in the ass and see what happened.
And then maybe do take the same off running to your Komodo dragon.
Exactly, and see who wins.
Who do you think would win?
Oh, well, the elephant would probably trample the Komodo dragon, but
I think they'd kill each other.
Maybe.
It's because possible. Here's what would happen.
Okay.
The fucking Komodo dragon would bite the elephant.
Uh-huh.
Well, Komodo dragon's bites are fucking toxic.
Poisonous, yeah.
Well, after he gets trampled, they both fucking die.
That's true.
So I guess you consider that a win-win?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Less mouths to feed.
There you go, Bob.
Survival of the fittest.
Survival of the nunnest. You know, that's kind of funny because my number three is also reptilian.
Really?
Yep. Have you ever seen a thorny dragon?
No, I don't think I have.
All right. They're these little lizards, right?
Uh-huh.
They're probably 6-7 inches long.
Okay.
Dude, they look like fucking baby dragons without the wings.
That's pretty sweet.
They are fucking sweet ass. Damn it. We should have made it to where you could do like anything, because then my dragon would have been like a dragon.
Oh, well, yeah. One. Of course. A real dragon. That would be the number one off most people's, I would think, because that'd be a freaking sweet.
And, you know, technically, if you got a baby dragon,
mm-hmm.
he'd never grow up before you died.
It's true.
Mm. Number three.
You mean number two? Because that was number three we just did.
Yep, that's what I meant.
Number two. All right, my number two comes specifically from was it the True Facts About Animals?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that video series, that YouTube series, True Facts About Whatever Particular Animal.
Mm-hmm.
And with this animal, I would love to have me a tapir. Because the tapir has one trick. And if you haven't seen those videos, you need to YouTube that, True Facts About the Tapir. Watch that video, and then you'll know the tapir's one trick.
Yeah, but I would probably not Google the tapir's one trick. Because I bet that would lead you down somewhere you don't want to go.
Probably.
Because you know there's some fucking weird porn out there with a tapir somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure there is. I'm sure there has to be.
Damn it. That one trick's a pretty good one, though.
That is a good trick.
Jesus. My number two is an anteater.
Okay.
And for two reasons. Number one, the fucking ant is my arch nemesis.
You hate ants, huh?
Fucking hate ants.
Okay.
Like, they drive me fucking crazy. Like, I wish I could just find a way to murder all the fucking ants on the planet.
All at once.
Because I would do it.
Mass genocide of ants.
Yes. I'd be like fucking Ant Hitler. I'd be driving them on fucking trains and shit. Get the fuck out of here, prick. But, and the other reason is because, have you ever seen what an anteater does when it gets scared?
No, I've never seen them scared.
All right, they stand up on their back legs and throw their fucking arms out, right?
Okay.
And they're basically just being like, fuck you, man. And I think that is so fucking cool.
That's funny.
So, another thing you need to Google is, fuck you, I'm an anteater.
Okay.
It's a meme of an anteater fucking doing it.
And that's funny.
It's great. So, what's your number one?
Number one is the pygmy marmoset.
Really?
Yes, dude, a tiny monkey? What is not awesome about that?
Mm-mm.
It's a freaking tiny monkey.
Dude, I would not have a monkey.
Oh my god, they'd be so entertaining.
Dude,
I'd want a tiny one, though, that I could easily overpower.
Yeah, because they would fuck you up.
Yeah, because an orangutan would, like, eat your face.
Should we talk about the gorilla?
No.
Alright, we're not going to talk about the gorilla, but we should talk about the gorilla memes. Have you seen those?
Yes, yes. I've seen the gorilla memes.
What happens when a baby falls into your pen and he just tries to run the other direction?
Yes.
Oh, that's fucking great.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
Yeah, Dainty was kind of savage, too. Did you see the one that he posted in our group
chat? Yes, I did. Oh, my God.
As soon as he got to heaven, that fucking line got him.
Yep.
But my number one, we've already talked about, but it's an ocelot.
Yeah.
Because,
ocelots are so awesome.
I love big cats.
Yeah.
Fucking love big cats. I'd love to have one. Like, how cool would it be to, like, in the middle of the night, like, you know this fucker somewhere in the house?
Uh-huh.
And he's up, because that's when they're up. And you're, like, trying to sneak in and get a glass of water, and all of a sudden the motherfucker pounces on you and, like, knocks you the fuck down. How cool would that be, right?
That'd be pretty sweet.
So my number one is an ocelot.
Good one.
Well, I guess, really, the only thing we have left to talk about is Mike's likes.
Yeah, that's true.
Fuck, somebody just sent me a message.
I was going to say, it sounded like it. That's really funny, because you were like, let me turn everything into airplane mode.
Yeah, I didn't turn my iPad into airplane mode, but it's over
Slick.
There.
Slick.
But anyway, so this week's episode of Mike's Likes, for those of you who don't know what this segment is, it's where I talk about something that I like or hate. Or maybe I'm just a little indifferent about. Well, this week I'm going to be talking about the new iPhone 6S Plus.
Not surprised.
And I mean, here's the thing. You know, I suckle from the iPhone dick as well. Anything Apple, I love. Mm-hmm. But here's kind of my stance on this. Now, I hadn't played with all the coolest shit yet. I do like the fact that it has voice recognition, and if you say, "Hey Siri," it'll automatically pull it up. Yeah. However, if the circumstances were not what they were, I don't know that I would recommend going from a 6 Plus to a 6S Plus.
Not enough benefit.
It's just, I don't know, it's not enough fucking bells and whistles. Or maybe I just hadn't learned how to use the bells and whistles yet. But from everything that I've looked at it, and I've looked online, there's just not enough for me to justify the $900 upgrade.
Yeah. I mean, you can turn it sideways on the home screen and the...
Yeah.
And thing turns sideways.
I wonder if that's just like a... what'd you say, like an update? Or if it's actually a phone thing?
I think it's the phone thing, because I'm pretty sure this one that I've got is updated to the newest version, and it doesn't turn sideways.
Yeah, maybe it isn't. I don't know, but yeah, it's not really enough.
A little gimmick doesn't do it for you?
No, it just doesn't do it for me.
Fair enough.
But that's, I think, an episode.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Because unless you have anything else you want to talk about, and you shut down all the shit that I was talking about, so...
Yeah, that's what I do.
Should we do a Women Crush, like, Wednesday? Do you have anybody you've been crushing on?
Not particularly. You just kind of drop that out of nowhere. I'm not really anything going on. Oh, well, I will tell you one thing real quick.
Okay.
Speaking of, is, you know, they've, a while back when I saw my very, very first preview, speaking of Blizzard, of the Warcraft movie.
Yeah, I thought that was going somewhere else. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, that's funny. The very first time I saw a preview for the Warcraft movie, I thought it was going to be, like, just absolutely terrible. Like, it looked so shite.
Yep.
But I've seen some stuff since then. It actually looks pretty good.
Really? I'm still not impressed.
Well, one of the things I really liked is, I don't know if you've seen anything that involves Garona. But that actress playing Garona, Paula Patton, mm-hmm. This kind of comes full circle back to...
okay, keep going.
Is Paula Patton, I think, is going to play a pretty impressive Garona half-orcan.
No, really?
Yeah, from what I've seen. It's just a quick snippet. But, I'm kind of impressed.
You said Paula Patton?
Yeah, Paula Patton. PaulaPatton.
God damn it, y'all shut up. I had to turn my fucking shit back on just to be able to...
And then everybody's hitting you up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know who she is.
Yeah.
What has she played in that I know?
She was in the, give me a second. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, that's definitely not where I saw it from.
Okay, well.
Because I never watched that.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what else she did with it.
Two guys. Well, fuck, I don't know, but I know I've seen her somewhere.
Fair enough.
Yep. But anyway, I guess we will go ahead and end this episode of the podcast and let y'all get on about your way. And I want to thank you, Scott, for making a very tidy amount of effort and showing up.
Only the most minimal.
But, all right, guys. Well, anyway, thanks for joining us. Make sure, like I said, to check us out at facebook.com/trollingfoodpodcast. Follow us on Twitter. And also, make sure to check me out at twitch.tv/goremusk. Anyway, guys, till next time, I bid you farewell. Say bye, you prick.
Ah, bye, you prick.